Cheryl.
Yes.
Now, let's see. Is it actually going out this time? Yay, we're back on. Now that the show's over and we have three viewers. N-word, I don't know what to tell you. I'm very upset. I've been doing this show 995 shows, and I still can't do a grum the right way. My grum holder is fucked, and I should never listen to people. It's always the fatties that crash the grum, not me. Hello?
Okay.
Hello. Is there anybody in the audience?
Yes.
Why are they still there? Don't you people have lives?
No.
Hold on, let me look at the chat room. Now, I need
this current review says it's all to you, Sinitri screen capsuler.
Hey, that's not funny, you little N-wordy Ann.
Okay.
Listen, Ableton crashed, sucks and sells. Whenever I try new technology, which is always sucks and sells, why does this happen to me? You don't listen to Howard Stern and the whole show goes completely every goddamn time, do you? Of course, maybe it's because he gets paid $50 million in a year. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying.
Oh, Rectum can hear us. Thank God for that. I'm so happy I can make Mr. No pay. Mr. No... Fuck you. I hate Rectum. Listen, when did you pay me money? $5? No, that doesn't count for all the abuse you give me and Gerald. Right, Gerald?
That's right.
Try multiplying that by 10, and I'll be nice to you for half a day.
I'm a college student. We'll get a goddamn job.
Well, then sell your goddamn leather fat holders, and then you can have some money. Right, Cheryl?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Calls PayPal for refund. Yeah, well, I'm sure they'll give it to you.
Right. Okay.
No. I don't mind other people sending me small amounts. I know that's what you can afford. I'm only complaining about Rectum because he is a wealthy, wealthy person, and he gives me nothing but grief.
Okay.
Nothing but grief.
Selective censure.
What are you removing, Gerald?
Whatever I want.
Am I recording? I'm not even fucking... Oh, no, and I'm recording. This grum is a mess. I was recording. Am I recording?
No.
I feel like... You know how when you're senile, you go back to your childhood and you become retarded like that? That's what's happening to me.
Yeah,
it's not letting me record on the grum holder. It's letting me record on Ableton. There's no way in hell I'm going to figure out how to patch this all together.
You better.
Wait a minute. I'm putting my wallet away.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, you can do that. That's I don't.
So my two lovely daughters. Wait a minute. I'm putting my wallet away.
Quallet? Did he say quallet?
Yes, it is.
Did he put an H? Oh, you didn't play that Marlon Brando with the white lady.
Stomachowski. This is Marlon Brando.
Okay.
I just wanted to know. I have grandchildren, you see, and they go to this daycare called Vagina. And I just wanted to know if I could put these children in your daycare institution called Dick. I would like to change my grandchildren's institution from Vagina to Dick.
Okay.
Please tell me how to do this.
Cheryl, I thought of a new thing for you. A new daycare center.
I know.
It's called Dick, but it's spelled D-I-C-Q-U-E, and it's Daycare Centers Caring for Blacks.
What?
Dick.
That makes no sense.
D-I-C-Q-U-E.
Daycare Center Quaring for Blacks. That doesn't make any sense. No, you better think about these things more before you tell.
D-I-C-Q-U-E.
No.
Yes. Daycare institutions caring for blacks. But it's just Q-U-E.
It would be Dick for...
No, you don't understand. We're not using the B in black. We're using the Q-U-E at the end. Because that's at the end of the word.
No sense.
Shut up.
Okay, that's a really great idea, man. Right. I really do get retarded, don't you? That's a man.
Oh, God, get fucked twice on a Thursday. Hi, Strone Coot. Nice to see you there. Dr. Leswood is masturbating with a piece of lasagna, which is a natural sexual outlet. Masturbation. Gerald. Talk. Oh, rectum, get fucked.
I love that cuckoo dorm.
Yeah, I can't even say what that means to the person listening to it.
That's a big one thing. So, Mario's friend, actually my cousin Corey,
imagine Cellular going to put cocktails on their lapses and get the guns to step on them to the glory hole.
My friend said she knew what that is, like, say that some gay porn site or something, like, no, fuck out of here.
It's New York. It's New York.
What can they do, Arm?
It's New York.
And roll those shoulders. And roll those shoulders.
But what? Where's that, Ayuk?
Here, I need a little relaxing. Hold on.
Women at Large is a totally new concept in fitness, proving you can be large and be physically fit. While exercising with Women at Large, please be aware of your breathing at all times. Inhale through the nose, exhale through the mouth. You can be large and be physically fit. You can be large and be physically fit. You can be large and be physically fit. Now meet your Women at Large instructors and join us for fun and exercise.
Hi, I'm Charlie Powell. My blood pressure is 132 over 76. My heart rate is 60 and I feel fantastic.
Hi, my name is Trish Sharp, and I've lost over 50 inches in a year's time through exercise alone, and I am terrific. I am terrific. I am terrific.
Hi, I'm Crabtree.
In the last 6 months, I lost 17 and a half inches and 9 pounds through exercise alone.
Wonderful and bad. Hello, Cheryl. What's going on here? Cheryl. Those women at large can be loud sometimes. They have big feet, too. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
You notice they have big feet, big foot. Look at them get in. Can you see in the simulcast they're running on in? They look so pretty, those ladies.
It's been about 20 minutes.
You think? But Cheryl, why are there keeping more and more people watching us? What's wrong?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You think so?
I think they're stupid. Are you dumb out there? That's Cheryl there. She's leading the exercises. Look at that vagina, boy. I want to eat me some of that pussy. There's Charlene with a giant vagina. Let me play that video. Clay-ups. Hello?
What'd you say?
Sing a song and then we'll be done. One song.
And I could sing a song.
Right now, you like singing songs.
Fine.
Sing. What do you got for me?
Sing a song.
What kind of song you got for me today? Is it a song for Lina Crabtree or is it more of a Sharon McConnell? Come on. I'm Sharon McConnell, and I've got a giant penis that sticks out more than anyone else's. Looks like I just swallowed a beach ball with my vagina. Hello? Join us for fun and exercise. Ah, that's Charlene. Charlene. See.
Excuse me?
Excuse you.
I've got a lie up to smell like peach.
Hello?
I don't know what to do with it.
What's Laps got to do with it?
I've got a lie up and it smells like peach. I don't know what to do with it.
Was that a song? How was that a song?
It was I'm like a, I've got a layups.
I like got a little lapsing?
No, I'm like a bird, Nelly Furtado.
Oh, look at Charlene. She's so pretty.
Really?
What is this about fat blender and utter pants? Are those utter pants? Do you see that, Gerald? What is she saying?
Not nice.
Utter pants. What are
what song is this, man?
Somebody has a question about Sylvia Brown.
I'm the younger sister. I'm saying all the things that I want you like. Making good conversation. Pulling out all my layups for you. You know what I mean. I took you standing to the restaurant. Then pulled out my layups. The waiter didn't want me to do it there. But I said, get fucked, you bitch.
Let's get
pro-laps. I wanna get
pro-laps.
Let's just get into pro-laps. Let me hear your lapsy talk. Let me hear your lapsy talk. Pro-laps, pro-laps. I wanna get pro-laps. Let's get into pro-laps. Let me hear your curly talk. Let me hear your curly talk. I've been painting, I've been good. Trying to keep my hands on the table. Ooh. Don't wanna touch this last whole day. You know what I mean.
Let's get.
I'm sure you understand.
You take your pill, I hope.
We know each other, man.
Get it out.
You gotta know that you're bringing out.
Okay.
Pro lips in me.
Okay, alright. Beach ball cunt.
I wanna get pro.
Beach ball cunt.
Let me give you AIDS right now. Come to the door. Okay. Let me give you AIDS now. Get pro lips in AIDS. I wanna get HIV. Let's get into HIV. Come to the door now. We will convert you. Let's come to the door now, blacks. Ooh, AIDS test. Yes!
Anal warts. Anal warts.
Let's go.
You got your HIV. Let me hear your AIDS lips talk. Let me hear your AIDS lips talk.
Gotta taste somehow.
Right. Get it in.
Yes.
stretch that pussy limp.
Stretch that naked cock. Naked cock.
Stretch that lip. Stretch that lip. Fan turd. Stretch that lip. What is that? Don't show me.
Come to the storm in the talk.
I don't want to see no penulectomies.
Come to the storm and talk.
Yeah.
Let's
get mentally ill. Mentally ill.
Right. Come to the storm for that.
I'm not clicking that. I'm clicking that.
Come and talk.
I'm not clicking that. No way. Cheryl, what's happening? I'm getting all this fuzz. What was all that fuzz?
Fuzz?
It's gone now, but I was getting fuzz. That's shit. I got some black stockings for a bodysuit. Bodysuit. And what do you want? Squat like a Charlene.
And
the toilet. And the toilet. And the toilet. And the toilet. And the toilet. And the toilet. And the toilet.
Go ahead.
Make
come
it
inside of her.
Push
it out.
Clean porn. What?
Did you like that?
Oh, that was real good. But I really like looking at Charlene's pants while she stanked. Aim?
Oh, what?
Oh, this brain is just being retreated.
Crazy.
Yes.
Crazy.
Ooh. Oh, look, Sharon McConnell's on. Sharon McConnell.
You feel me as long as it's back.
I got a frisbee up my cunt.
And then someday, I just create for real.
Grab Sharon McConnell. Watch me grab her pussy.
2, 3, 4.
Maury, who?
Why do I let myself worry?
Look how pretty I am there. Last. Get her done.
Cheryl's got the AIDS now.
Get her done.
Test for that.
Yeah. Get her done. Get it done because I said so.
Like it don't.
Right.
Crazy, so rocky and crazy. Right. All lives are crazy. Nothing else.
Crazy, voo.
Crazy.
Crazy
from Denver, let me go.
I'm crazy for bare bottom.
I'm crazy for rock up.
Cock and balls.
Rock up, Alice.
You.
Film that match. Make it talk.
Got a good.
Cuckoo for cocoa.
Coming to a dorm near you soon.
That was real good, man.
Sure was.
You think that D.D. would like myself?
I think it's kind of scatty, you know what I mean, in the Aretha Franklin way. Who's the scatty? Scat. Scat. It's kind of like scat.
You want to release the song, The Crazy One, and call crazy for the dorm.
No, do not mention the DD. I don't want to go there.
Are you sure? It is getting real. Moon. You sure?
Moon poon.
Pump the oil.
Pump and
pump
dump.
The jam. Pump the lips full of failing now. Ooh, whoa.
Sharon McConnell, do you see her? She's doing some stretches. Stretch.
Stretches. What?
Stretchy.
Niggy.
Niggy.
What?
You heard me. Nothing. What?
Man.
Oh, look at Charlene with that pretty knotted top. I love her panties. It's so bright. I know we need a new fanny. I know we need a new fanny. What happened to Jacques Bellard Morton Close? She never got over it, did she? I lose so many fatties on this Grum Gerald. Why is that? Patrick lives in Cleveland. He went back to Cleveland. Gerald.
What?
Are you asleep?
I've got the AIDS, so you better get yourself tested. Yes, you should.
Let's see how much money we earned tonight.
With all my singing.
Right, all one song. You want to earn, you gotta, you know, do the bills to pay the... It has been 6 years, Monkey. Cheryl Murkowski has the skills to pay the bills. Let's see, AIDS. Oh, no, it's PayPal. Let's go to paypal.com. I'll tell you.
No, I'm saying.
And we can't. What?
No, I'm saying.
Of course I do. AIDS, pal. Listen, Cheryl has cancer again, and we need money. Just kidding.
Man!
Sorry, but I really need the money. We can split it.
No.
Oh, I have to accept.
If I ever get cancer again, I'm getting all the money, goddammit.
No, you're not getting cancer again. I'm getting the money. That means if you don't really have cancer, then I get the money. See? I like
that. That's enough, man.
Okay, hold on. I just accepted rectum's $5. Right. Sorry, rectum. Sorry for being mean to you. It's totally worth the $5. Now I can pay for next week's Monster Energy drink. Thank you, Kelly. I just accepted hers. Hers was nice.
For what?
Cancer. What happened to my good friend?
How much was Kelly?
I'm going to tell you the whole total.
Right.
What happened to our friend? One used to give huge amounts of money. Now he's gone.
Edith?
No. The one that gave us each 100 that one time, remember? Remember?
Sure.
Cutter. It's terrible. I don't...
Cutter. Right. Jeff?
Yes, Jeff Carson. What happened to her? 25? Shut up, I'm counting. Okay, 25? 35? What's the problem?
I agree, baby Jane. For $1,000, man should call Floss.
I don't have a problem with that. I'll call anyone. Well, Rachel, I'll call for free, but the rest of them, yeah, $1,000 each.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know who I ran into at Caribou is, you know, that person with the pierced penis who we're not supposed to talk about because he's confidential.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
35.
Did she leave?
Yeah. 35, 45, 55, 65, 70, 80, 95. That's pretty good.
It's pretty
still
good.
Still isn't enough to cover all the time we produced for y'all. So wait, let me count again. This time, shut up, Cheryl.
Okay. 25, 35, 45, 55,
65, 75, 85, 90, 95.
Okay.
Do I still owe you money from last week? I think I do.
Yes.
All right. Well,
All right. Okay.
I'll hit you back, Nade.
Are you going to put that in your next field?
What does this say?
Get your betty back.
On 1,000 episode Schrock versus Cheryl showdown on Bloated Creek. Hurry, oh my God, look at her shake that shimmy. Look at Sharon McConnell. She's shaking that penis.
What's fucking
nasty.
On?
Huh? What? What?
A baby Jane.
Who? Who said no more wall? How dare you?
The baby Jane just added me on the Skype, Nate.
Ooh. Where is she? Why didn't...
I'm too sexy for my layups. Too sexy for my playups. So
I want to talk to baby Jane.
Legs.
Have her add me, too.
I'm the sexist for my player.
Maybe Jane, add me. Because I'm in the one that originates the curls.
Yes.
I'm too sexy for your flay-ups. Too sexy for your curl-ups.
Too sexy for your flay-ups. Too sexy for AIDS. Too sexy for
Jankles. Right. Oh, thank you, Edith. Cheryl, shut up for a second. Cheryl, we got another 20. Another 20. Another 20.
Doing my little
layups
on the catwalk.
Yeah, we got layups. Know how to use them, know how to use them, layups. Know how to use them, know how to use them, layups. Know how to use them, know how to use them, roll those shoulders,
like
layups. Playups, roll those shoulders, layups, layups. Know how to use them, know how to use them, playups, playups. Know how to use them, know how to use them, playups, playups.
Gonna be the Instagram answer.
Playups, playups. Gonna. Playups, playups. Clay-ups. Harisa, you can't leave. Oh, Baby Jane is coming. Yeah, you can leave. We got Baby AIDS. Baby Jane, let me add you. No, don't call me. I'll call you right now, AIDS. Baby, the baby. It's the Baby Jane, Gerald. It's the Baby Jane.
Right.
Her picture don't look like no Baby Jane.
Hey, Linda.
Hi, Baby Jades. How are you? Seen any good pair of fannies lately in your midst? Hello. Turn off your echo, honeys.
It's doubling.
Excuse me?
Moon.
Moon, you got to turn off the simulcast audio when Sharon McConnell's showing her penis. Nade.
How do you turn off the simulcast?
Oh, my God. Gerald.
You catch the little mute thing?
Pony. 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 Okay, I think you did it. Jane? Jane? Baby Baby Jane N-word? Is this Baby Jane N-word? Jane, why does your... Are you an Aries?
Yes.
Me too. What's your birth date?
April 1st.
Really? Do you know something? I'll tell you a story. My birthday is March 30th, but you know why? I was induced, Baby Jane, because my mother didn't want me to have me on April Fool's Day. But I guess that didn't work out for you now, did it?
No.
Hey.
There was a pear fatty sighting, though, in 2010.
Pounds?
Speaking of pear fats.
Did we get rid of the patches or no?
I didn't see her myself. A friend saw her walking down Irving Park Road, 5:30 p.m. during the week.
All right,
she's
still alive.
Irving and what?
By Lakeshore Drive.
I think she might have been stalking the dorm.
Maybe she's having sex with the cuckoo.
She's stalking the dorm, is what she's doing. That ain't
so hard rate check, stop for the hard rate check, man.
Oh.
4, 3, 2, 1.
So, Baby Jane, got any haikus for in real time for us? Or some poetry, limericks? You got any of that?
Oh, no. But please. I've been reading Reagan Fox's poetry book.
I love Reagan's poetry. Shut up, Cheryl. I will kick your ass in the pussy.
You must be into S&M poetry. Whore torture also known as.
You're a whore torture. Look at these women shaking their booties.
Now there's something in the dark of the dawn.
No accident.
I feel a notion from the look in his eyes. Yes, you built a dorm, but the dorm falls apart. A little piece of heaven turns to dork. Listen to your dad when he's calling for you. Listen to your dad. Nothing else. I don't know where you're going. And I don't know why. But listen to your dorm dad.
Jesus Christ.
Before he finds you money.
Cheryl, I want to ask Baby Jane N-word a question.
Hold on.
Baby Jane N-word. Mm-hmm. Baby Jane N-word, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What part of town do you live in?
The Ropo.
Rogers Pook?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have Rogers a Rottweiler?
Pook. Oh, no.
Don't you have to? I have a friend, he's Chinese and has a Rottweiler. Do you know him? He lives there.
No.
Why not?
Well, there are 1,000 Chinese people up here.
Cheryl, I don't know if you know this, but Baby Jane N-word lives in Oropi, which is all where all the blacks live. Very dangerous part of town.
No, it is not.
Unless you happen to be a crack dealer. Oh, yes, it is, isn't it, Cheryl?
Yes. Listen to your day, when he's calling for you. Listen to me.
Okay.
She's gonna film you, baby. She don't know if you're angry.
All right. Baby Jane N-word, why don't you have me over for dinner? You and your partner have me over for dinner.
We invited you to a party.
When?
Back in November.
November?
On Facebook.
Facebook doesn't count. I ignore all that shit. You know, because I get invited to all these dumb things like that are, most of them are in other countries, for God's sake. How am I supposed to know which ones are real? Facebook. I need a real invitation on the ground. Besides, I don't
know. I looked at Facebook more than Twitter.
Hi. Wear it out, own it. I was just kidding. Wear it out, own it. I'm a recluse. Wear it out, own it. Girdle. Cheryl.
What?
Yeah. Get it out. Scoop it out. Hey, girl. What's an energy pack?
Did you go see Hair Fatty's show?
Oh, yeah. I loved it. It was so good. What was it about again? The one that was I loved?
Play.
I haven't talked to Pear Fatty in a long time. I forget why. But I think he was just, at some point, annoying.
He wanted you to do something and you'd want to do
it. Oh, yeah, he wanted me to videotape his show, and I was like, no. And I couldn't think of a good enough excuse, so I just stopped talking to him.
That's the only time he ever wants to talk to anybody is when he wants something or needs something.
Yeah, but when else would you want to talk to him? You know what I mean? Oh, my God, this is terrible. Did you see this?
What?
Marcus Couch, someone just forwarded me a USB drive for the blacks. That is not nice at all. Not nice. It's really rude, actually. I'm not taking that to the dorm, even if you buy me one. Did you see that, Gerald?
Let's see.
Look at Marcus Couch, 11:38. Marcus, that is not cool. Anything.
A watermelon USB drive? What if they buy into it,
How the fuck does that fit into my laptop? Come on. Can you see that thing sticking out of you, a MacBook?
No, more importantly, look at that fat hand.
How are you going to stick it? Can you see that thing sticking out of you, MacBook Pro? Seriously.
It looks like a kinkle, but it's a fat hand. Kinkle.
Fat watermelon.
Look at Trish Shorp. Marcus. Marcus, I want to see how long the delay is. Marcus, I don't have anything to say, actually.
Right.
There's quite a delay. Baby Jane N-word, tell us a story.
What kind of story?
Something about Pear Fatty and how Fatty is, maybe.
Pear Fatty, he lives by you in the Boys Town.
I don't live in Boys Town. I live in Uptown.
Oh, okay.
I just go to Boys Town a lot to go to the gym. Do you know what happened to me yesterday? This was ridiculous. I went to go to yoga. I got up real early at 8:45 because it takes me a half hour when it's the boot when I got to take the BPH because I don't take the bicycle if it's below 20. And I get on the bus and I'm like, hum-dee-dum. Why aren't they calling out the stops? I got on the goddamn express bus and ended up on goddamn Lower Wacker Drive.
With the blank.
With the homeless. With the business people. And I ended up going to Cosey.
You definitely don't fit in with them.
I went up to that sandwich shop, Cosey, under the Nordstrom's, and I made the hugest duty. I thought about it for the entire day. It looked like one of those Christmas trees you see that's shaped. You know what I mean? Like where it's perfectly, it's like a hedge. Like a perfect.
Like a hedge fund, yeah.
Like a dunce cap. It was just like, and it was weird because the top half that was tapered, it was all little pebbly duty. The bottom half, which was just a big, normal, solid, juicy shape, was solid and very fibery. You could tell where the diet changed, Baby Jane Edward.
Was it needly?
I don't understand what that means, needly.
Like needles?
I don't have duties like needles. No, I don't have those. Do you, Cheryl? Do you get needles?
Of course.
You do?
Sometimes I eat pine cones.
Didn't Shrek Bella always have poopies that were needly?
Maybe.
That took him hours to labor?
Yeah, put his thingy in to pull them out.
Mm-hmm. That thing is ridiculous.
Fact.
She is, yeah.
This is the most retarded program ever.
Baby Jane Edward.
I took my medicine a long time ago. I'm completely losing it.
Baby Jane Edward, are you in the book club?
That book club's dead. Pear Fatty killed that book club.
But why? Why?
She took it over and she can't do anything.
She can't read.
She looks at the pictures.
My God, look at these fat ladies doing the jump. Look at that cellulite. Wow. Whack that thing. Whack it. Fatty's hopping. That's right, Brandon.
Jump.
Fatty's hopping. Jump. Jump. Look at Trish Shorff working that thing. She is a whore. Baby Jane Inward, what do you do for a living? I know I've asked you 10 times, but I don't remember. You a graphic designer or something?
I work at a hospital.
At a hospital? Doing what?
Collections.
Administrations.
Collections.
Which hospitals?
With the blacks. Do you work with the blacks?
No.
Just give me a hint that only I would understand.
I don't know. It's a well known one.
Oh, Northwestern then. Oh, oops, I shouldn't say. Anyway.
Strogers.
I know from Strogers, that's where the fat people go to get reduced.
Yes. Well, they get their claws fixed.
Is this what the stomach looks like before? You see that? Can you see it on the screen? The tummy? This is pre-gastric bypass. You see it, Gerald and Baby Jane Inward?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
You see that? Now I'm going to show you what
about.
When they take it out, they gastric, it looks like this. Right, Baby Jane Inward? You do the best gastric surgeries, right? Because you were saying that you're a gastric bypass nurse in the surgery OR and that you listen to this program when you do the obesity reductions, right? Isn't that it?
No.
Yeah. That's what it is, Gerald.
I think so.
Look at Trish, giant Trish. God, she looks like one of those toys that kids play with. Big green monsters.
She looks like when Eddie and I would go to the gym and we went to yoga class.
You and Pear Fatty? You and Pear Fatty went to yoga together?
Yeah.
Oh my God, did he fart?
No. He just made a big sweaty mess of himself and couldn't really hold the poses.
You know, on Monday, I went to yoga I always do on Monday. It's one of my favorite classes. And the class was so crowded, and there was this girl in front of me, and she, what do you call it? And when a police officer set somebody up, she entrapped me. This girl, and it was like a little girl, she kept farting, and it stunk so bad, but it didn't. It smelled like a lesbian fart. What?
Like fish.
No, it didn't smell like fish. It smelled like something I would shit, like eggs and chicken. Or maybe a wand of wisdom for it. It smelled like eggs and chicken. And then she actually made a noise during one of the downward-facing nothing sounds, and she goes,
like, ooh.
It went, and I was, like, so angry, because here I'm like, she trapped me, and she didn't make a face, and I'm thinking, great, they're all going to think I did it because it smells bad. I was so angry at her. How should I get her back, Gerald? And baby Jane Henry. What do you think?
You could wear some very loose-fitting clothing and put a tampon in, but not all the way in.
But those aren't out for 2 more months.
And on one of the poses, let it slip out and slide down your leg and kick it onto her mat. So that when she rolls down onto the mat, it goes splat.
Oh, that's really good, actually.
It would be very nice.
Oh, my God.
Or you can take a piece of duty when she is not looking. I put it on her mat, fling it at her, or when the teacher is not looking, throw it at the teacher's face.
I love the teacher, and I would never throw duty at her.
Right.
You can throw one of her used tampon. Throw a used tampon at the teacher and then point at her.
No, not the teacher. Leave the teacher out of it. I like the idea of the duty, but I especially like the poon because
you could throw a Jerry blank.
Because she would never guess it's me because I'm postmenopausal. You know what I mean?
True. Mm. Whose blood are you going to use there?
Somebody with AIDS.
AIDS
blood tampon.
Oh, look at Sharon McConnell twisting that leg warmer foot.
Oh, man, you get so excited.
She makes me hot. I can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
What else, baby Jane Edward? What are you going to ask for your birthday?
Oh, I'm easy.
Okay. Thanks. You're on Grindr all the time, we know.
No, I'm too poor for an iPhone.
I don't see you on Grindr. Oh, I got something from Michael Clark. He's the one that sent us all. Never mind. I got something from somebody who gives us nice things, whose name I didn't just say.
Okay.
You understand, N-word, baby Jane?
Right.
Baby Jane, N-word.
It's like Rock of the Rockefeller.
Hold on, let's just play it. What? Just please leave the
Friday Rockefeller.
Please leave the Arafellas out of this.
Friday Rockefeller.
Friday Rockefeller.
Shut up. R-O-I-D-A.
Cheryl, have you ever had sex with a black?
Have you ever had sex, period?
Never.
Cheryl never has sex.
That's true, but definitely not with the blacks.
Can you imagine Cheryl having sex?
They smell different.
They do.
With that huge laugh.
You can smell it on the wind.
Oh my God!
They're a mile away. You can smell them.
With the DPH.
Listen, try it. Listen, don't make me go there, please. Don't be racist. Everybody's equal.
Are you going to say something about the dorm smelling?
Stop it!
About
oh my girdle hurts. My girdle hurts. My girdle hurts.
As you lie there and listen to my voice, you know that I am your friend. And so you can rest now. You will listen to my voice, and you will remember everything I say. Because you know we love you, we want you, and we need you.
Right.
And your family is very proud of you.
Cute.
You will listen to my voice, and you will rest quietly.
Okay.
You can do everything I tell you,
and
remember everything I tell you.
Okay.
You know we love you.
Yeah.
And we want you.
Oh.
And we need you.
Oh.
And you are safe in our care.
Oh.
So you are happy.
Who, you and your carpool?
When you are happy, we are proud of you.
Okay.
Dreams are real good. Dreams make your sleeping time happy. Now you can close your eyes and rest. You don't have to do anything.
All right.
Or go anywhere.
Okay.
Just close your eyes for a while and rest.
Just rest,
then nice dreams will come to you.
Okay.
You can always sleep easy. because you know that your family loves you.
Oh, yeah.
And will watch over you as you sleep.
Okay.
And when you are loved, you will sleep well. And then a happy dream will come to you. You like to go to sleep and tell yourself what to dream. Now you can have funny dreams or pretty dreams.
What is that, Cheryl, that song, the Jerry Blank song
or big
from the cult?
And all the time you are dreaming, you are safe and cozy in your bed. You don't have to go anywhere. It's just like magic. So now you like to sleep and dream. All your good dreams come when it is soft and dark.
Soft and
because
dark.
You can't
soft
see dreams
like
in the light.
Storm.
Dreams are like stars.
Dreams are like
stars. Stars are always prettiest in the dark.
Dork.
Stars sparkle and are pretty. Your dreams are pretty, too.
This is retarded.
And if you ask yourself to have quiet dreams, they will be quiet.
And retarded.
You can sleep and wait for a dream. And when it comes, it will be happy or pretty. You can dream about things that are fun, because you know that everyone loves you so.
Who
you will
says?
Sleep happy.
I've been
now you can tell yourself, when I go to
shut up.
I will be happy because everyone loves me. And all my dreams will be happy dreams.
I've been lost it.
What the heck in it? That is a nice recording.
Man, I think I cracked.
That was Baby Jane N-word.
She just said the racist thing. It was to me.
How come when it's in airplane mode, it still goes to Wi-Fi? I don't understand that.
How come Baby Jane is so racist?
Because she's a whore.
Cheryl, I want to know what happened to your stone baby.
It's dead in a jar.
It was dead years ago.
Yeah,
I would imagine you would put it on your mantelpiece or something.
Yeah, her loaf.
It is.
She puts it on her laps. It's mounted on her laps.
I'm working on a new song for my upcoming album, Country Crooning Classics. Here's the first verse of one of my songs.
I'm going to sit at the welcome table. But what is going
on? About it, I'm going to sit at the welcome table
one
of
these
days.
Well, the song about it, like a hit, here it goes. You can't dream,
take
it. You got the baby mama, but she's not your wife. The problem here is that you can't commit unless it's a funny. And your babies are born looking like
Oh.
I got those
Darky
Blues.
Oh, my God.
I got the Darky Blues.
Mrs. Miller.
I got for you today. It's a work in progress. Just the first verse.
Oh.
Got the Darky Blues.
Jesus, Baby Jane. This is
that
much.
The first
wait
verse?
You know, that's a sick woman, that, Tim. That I mean, Mrs. Miller. It's a sick woman. Very sick woman.
She is, and I know.
She's a sick
woman. Did you see this? It is a wonderful picture of our good friend, Nick Torn.
Oh, no.
Crime, dirty, queer crime, Mrs. Miller says.
Jesus
Christ. People's faggots are right behind gorilla men and sticks. And so says a thick meat, so science.
Oh.
Not nice to laugh.
Cheryl.
What?
Oh, Cheryl, no.
I thought she was homeless.
This is horrible.
Well, Mrs. Miller did it.
Right. One turd Miller. I know. By the way, when are we going to get more True Duty? Next week?
Excuse me?
We get more True Duty next week?
I believe so. Jamie's went to sleep.
Okay, because that new Grum wasn't so great. I think it's going to get canceled.
No comment. Edith says that Nick had a three-way in Seattle last weekend. Three-way zero conversion.
Oh, a seating party?
Zero conversion party.
Seating. No, they're like, how many will you be seating, Mr. Tard?
Is that like when you go to a restaurant?
Right.
Today?
Exactly.
How many will you be seating?
Oops, I stopped the broadcast by mistake. Oops.
Nance.
Wow, now it's back on, unfortunately.
No.
Okay. Negay.
What?
Nothing.
Now listen, baby Jane.
N-word.
I'm sick of your racist haikus, racist poetry, and anti-savvy,
fat
films. And,
right. Me too.
And I want more.
Yeah, me too. Go.
I know.
I mean, you can alternatively donate money, but unless you donate money, you must give us content.
Go ahead, read one now. Baby Jane N-word.
I sent you those funny jokes before.
Gerald?
Those didn't work so well.
Those jokes? No.
What do you call a black doctor?
Blockter?
Doctor, you racist. Gerald did it better.
Yeah, that's not funny. Your poetry is funny. That's not funny.
Preach.
Give us a haiku.
Get it.
Moon Poon.
I can't come up on the spot. I'm not Reagan Fox.
You gotta buy your own book.
I'm gonna sit at the welcome table. Why are there still so many people watching this garbage?
I've
so
got
stupid.
Something for
They already have cases for the iPad.
Oh, good.
Why are all these people wanting to know if you can take phone calls? Like, you're going to hold this goddamn thing up to your head. Excuse me. Hello? Hello?
I'm the BP-8.
For the retards with the big heads.
Oh, you know what? I bet it's going to be real popular with the blacks, just like the shuffle. You know what I mean? Because it's
Do you think that DT will get a fake one?
Yes, to see if anyone's stealing it.
Or the junction.
Excuse me?
Bug.
What, baby?
Jitterbug?
No.
Jitterbug?
Enough with that kind of talk.
Jitterbug.
What is this? Matt Blender alive. There's no
Crispy
sound.
Put that.
Congratulations. You won.
Crispy. There's no sound name.
I won.
Oh, God, it's fast.
Let's wander. Cheryl, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Have you ever taken Viagra? And if so, what has it done to your lips?
Recreationally or medicinally?
Both.
Well, after I had my clitoractomy the first time, I'm not talking about the second corrective surgery. The first time, I was given a package.
Congratulations, you won.
I was given a package of Cialis and Viagra by my family physician.
Okay.
Now, listen.
Uh-huh.
They said, Shirai,
congratulations,
you have
you
had
won.
A clitorectomy, so we need to give you these medications to help you to achieve an orgasm. And I said, a clitoris works just fine. And at that point, I literally, by accident, on purpose, streamed a huge pile of diarrhea into the face of the doctor. And he said, Cheryl, that is neither your clitoris nor an orgasm. And I said, it's all pretty good to me. And then I went home, and I put on some nice music.
Yeah.
And lit a candle, filled the bathtub with vinegar, baking soda, and red dye. I got in. I took a Cialis and a Viagra. And Nate, my pussy looked like a volcano. It was erupting, and it smelled all vinegary and nasty. And then all of a sudden, I felt the blood rushing from my head to my whole and the lips were inflating like a balloon, and they were getting larger and larger. At this point, they were underwater or liquid. and they kept rising higher and higher and higher and getting redder and redder. And at this point, I realized that I could no longer control my hoyups. My hoyups had a mind of their own. I quickly turned on the cold warty, but to no avail. The hoyups would not deflate. I got out my tape measure, and I measured them.
Yeah.
16 inches long, and, well, the left hoyup circumference was about 10 inches.
But are you talking just the lips, or are you talking prolapse plus lips? Mm-hmm. Well, what happened to the prolapse? Did it get hard?
It's all prolapse, Nate. Oh, the prolapse was rock hard.
Congratulations.
Rock
you won.
Hard. However, unfortunately, one of the side effects for me of mixing Cialis and Viagra
congratulations.
Is that
you
I
won.
Become fecal incontinent, as you know. And just then, the phone happened to ring.
Right.
This was when I was the assistant of Oprah Gale.
Right.
And I also worked with somebody by the name of the
city
initials, JP.
Who's now, that? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Johnny.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the thing is that often JP, would call me to kind of pre-schedule a phone call with the Oprah Gale, because she's a very busy woman.
Right.
And he's on the phone, and he says, Jeroio, and I said, listen, John, I don't have time for this. I'm shitting all over my bathroom. It's in the grout. It's all over everything. My prolapse is engorged from Viagra and Cialis, and I just started dribbling piss down my leg. And he said, listen, Cheryl.
Yeah.
You need to go to the chicken
congratulations.
And fish
you won.
Place and get Oprah Gale 20 buckets of 10 pieces. And I said, listen.
200 pieces of chicken?
And I said, listen. Is she planning to start filming the movie Precious? I thought she was doing that in 2008 and 2009. And he said, Jeroio, Oprah has not been selected for that role. However, she's black and she likes chicken. And I said, listen, the point is just this. My hips are huge and I can hardly walk. I slipped on my own fecal matter 5 minutes ago, hit my head on the commode, and had an orgasm as I was passing out. And then, giggle. Give me another topic and I could talk.
You know, I'm so happy that Cheryl's been reporting on that Oprah Gale. She tries to act like she's white.
Oh, don't I know it? Don't I know it?
She's the queen of the city.
That's right.
She can set down Michigan Avenue just for her duty program.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
She can just go to any chicken and fish place she wants and undercover.
That's right, and get free food. Now, do you think that she'll ever do a program where she gives herself either an enema?
I think it's coming to that with this Dr. Oz.
Yeah, live on the air, maybe with a camera.
Cheryl, she's clearly constipated. I mean,
can you imagine the wonderful video of her getting an enema with a camera shoved up her prolapsed anus?
I'd stuff it like this with this giant thing.
I think her house smells different.
Why?
What do you mean?
Like, you know how the White House probably smells different now?
Right.
That's retarded.
That's racist.
Yes.
I think Wanda Wisdom said that on her last program.
Isn't what you're talking about being a guest on that program on the Fox. Man, so you're jealous. You want to be on Fox?
Only if it's in Minneapolis.
Fox and Friends.
Mm-hmm.
with Sarah Palin.
Hello? Look at this microphone. Do you like this? My new microphone.
There was a time a few years ago. When I was unable. Now listen, that's true. Chris Matthews did forget that Obama was black. It's easy to forget. Now
he's not black. He's really not. I mean, if you look at him, he's not literally not black. He's beige. He's not black.
Paint, right?
He's beige. He's people are convinced that he's black. His wife is black. He's
I'm
beige.
Colorblind. I don't see color. I see race. Now,
the question is, would he be acceptable in the Durham? And the answer is obviously yes, but he's not. B.
What? Would it have to be like Cody? Okay, now listen.
Shut up.
Now listen. A few years ago, I was rendered disabled by a little bitch named P.S. Now, I had run into her at the camp, also known as the bank. She was arguing with the teller, saying, listen, I'm not overdrawn. No. Well, listen, she had just gone to job at the Peter Francis Geraci age. And I said, listen, no. So I'm watching. I'm writing out a little deposit slip. And she's arguing with the teller, and there's a line of about 30 people. And she's arguing, I'm not overdrawn, I'm not fat. And she said, I didn't call you fat, but you are kind of large. Now, would you mind the customer's help? She was very angry because she's poor and fat. And she says, Sheroyal, will you help me? I need you to come to the post office with me. They do not like fat people or blacks. And I said, you're not black. What do you need help with? He says, there's a man there named Clank. He does not like me, and I need to send a piece of mail and a piece of shipping. And I said, sure. So we went to the USPS. Would you believe it, man? She tripped me on the way into the USPS because she wanted to sue them to get money. And I'm the one that got hurt. I ended up breaking both of my legs from falling.
What happened to your lips?
Well, they cushioned my penis and allowed me to kick the baby I was carrying to half term. Now, unfortunately, on the way to the hospital, I was able to find an implement to finish the painful, slow death of a small child that was up inside of my room. This baby, also known as the stone baby, a few years later, kept growing inside of me. Fanny, meanwhile, was eating chips while we're in the goddamn ambulance. He smelled like he had eaten 3 chocolate bars a few days before and hadn't brushed his teeth. It smelled rank. He also smelled like cat pee. Cat piss. I was gagging and crying, and the whole time he was eating and fat, and he had slop sweat. His bald spots were sweaty. And he had a sore and a rash. I think he had the syphilis, but I'm not quite sure.
Did he have the scabies bites?
Oh, yes. He also had crabs. He showed us his pubic hair. You could see the things jumping all over the place like little jumping, you know, those Mexican jumping. How come they don't have those anymore, Nate? Do you remember those?
I do, yeah, because they just were disgusting. They made worms.
They gave you worms, but I mean, it's kind of racist to call them Mexican jumping beans, first of all. And second of all, they were pretty neat.
What's your point? Anyway,
my point is just this. When we were 5 minutes from Northwestern Hospital, we heard a small gasp from Pia. He was birthing Mexican jumping beans out of his rectum. He had went to the drugstore, the Walgreens, and bought them out of the Mexican spit jumping beans. The night before, he had laced his anal lining with these beans, 300 of them. And they were jumping and jumping and jumping. And he burst them in the ambulance nades. It was a sight to be seen.
I think he came out with a
stream of diarrhea, remember that?
Oh, yes.
There was a movie called Anywhere Toilet. I think he had so the toilet.
A movie called what?
Anywhere Toilet.
Sorry, I just had to put an echo on that. Did you say fat?
Fat. Yeah, toilet. You think you're happy to produce Nigger Toilet in the room?
Can you tape my screenplay, Nigger Toilet?
Does it have some mansion or a rock valley or Florida Rockefeller?
Yeah. It's got Andy Rooney in it.
Ooh.
From 60 Minutes.
What about Barney Frank?
Yeah.
Oh, Barney Frank. Oh, gross.
He is so hot. He can give you a good gummer.
And warts.
Yeah.
I don't got any warts on me.
Oh, he do, Nate. Come on,
this
man.
This is Mrs. Look. Bailey.
The point is this, man.
What's that?
I'm supposed to hear Rockefeller and speak this Rockefeller. He emailed me this week.
Mm-hmm.
They would like to reschedule the shoot as they have to get tested for the AIDS. Blah.
Are any of the guys at the dorm on the down low?
No.
Yes. Many of them.
Yeah.
Many of them are not gay. Like, for example, Alyssa Myerson Jones and his brother Accutane Retinal Jones.
Toy eater?
It's so young!
Of course. His brothers are Unpredictable and Sharonda Rockefeller.
So, but, okay, truce.
Excuse me?
Where'd she go?
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I've got a true story about PF.
You're right.
So, we lived together for a little bit of time in Rogers Park.
Did you go in the bathhouse with her?
No. Are you the one that he lived with where he couldn't, like, ever talk and you owned the cable router or something like that? And he complained about it the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, God. There are so many stories there.
Come on. Work it out.
Well, she has an eating disorder.
No.
If you didn't notice.
She's anorexic?
Mexican jumping bean.
Yeah, the opposite. She'd get into one of her moods, and from, like, Granville and Sheridan, she would stop at Jimmy John's, get a Jimmy John's, walk up Sheridan, eat the Jimmy John's. By the time she gets to the Loyola Red Line stop, she would get McDonald's.
I know that McDonald's.
And she would get some McDonald's and eat that until she got to the Chipotle up on Sheridan.
No way.
What?
And then get a Chipotle. And then she would go up still, and there's a, like, there was a White Hen on Pratt and Sheridan. And then she would get a Ben and Jerry's
at the 7-Eleven.
On the way home.
Oh, at the 7-Eleven there at the curve?
She did not eat all that.
That's a big 7-Eleven. But let me ask you this. How does he afford all this food?
I know, on the
stamp-licking salary.
Parents.
Really? They feed that?
Mm-hmm.
How can you eat that?
They don't want her to starve.
Wait a minute. How can you possibly eat even half of that?
Well, she would come back and she would be burping then, and then end up throwing up in the toilet.
Seriously? Oh, wonderful.
She doesn't have a problem. It's not a problem.
Good.
But throwing up, not why? I mean, clearly it wasn't bulimic because he would have lost the weight.
No, honey, bulimics are often a little touchy.
Really?
A little bit.
Well, it don't work. Why bother?
It filled the void inside.
No, but was she bulimic? Was she bulimic?
No. She was just eats to the point of throwing up.
So it was just a matter of survival, not so much. It wasn't on purpose.
The body is rejecting the organs in the food.
Wow. Yes. I eat a lot, but I've never eaten to the point of vomiting. That's amazing.
Well, your stomach won't take any more.
That's fucking crazy. Love it.
It's like those foie gras, you know?
Uh-huh. Oh, she's probably got a... Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. What is it? The liver explodes and then...
It doesn't explode. It just gets super huge and then people eat it.
Mmm, yummy.
Only she's like a human version of that.
Yes. But geese are disgusting.
So is she.
What else do you name?
Oh, that was an awful living situation.
Your face is so ugly.
Because she would come in, she would forget to close doors and cabinets, and she would go grocery shopping and then leave all her like milk and sour cream out on the countertop, so then by the morning it's curdled and...
Curdled.
It's just chug that shit.
Listen, I can relate to this. Then it's just yogurt. It's okay.
Oh.
No.
Or she'd forget to close the front door to the apartment. What? You know?
And then what? Get raped?
Kitty runs away.
Or she'd just go to bed in her shoes and, like, her dress pants and men's warehouse suit, like, as if it were pajamas.
Well, after you go to the bathhouse and get fixed in, I mean, you're a little doyen. You don't have your towel anymore, you know? They make you give back your towel once you leave.
Except I guess you can
not if there's duty on it.
I guess you can only stay there for 8 hours, though, right?
I think you can just pay a little more to keep staying, can't you?
I was thinking she was... Now. I thought she was going to have to take up residence there sooner or later. Pay by the hour.
Do you think her parents will pay for that thing? Mm-hmm.
Yes. As long as she doesn't tell them where she's living.
Does she really live there?
No, she didn't live in Steamworks.
Must she go there?
Yeah.
Why'd she be doing that?
Remember that?
Ain't nobody want to see that.
Man, remember that?
Lights out party.
Ugh.
Was it TF or was it that doctor guy with quotes that slipped at the bathhouse and like broke his arm?
That was Matt, the pharmacist. That's the other Matt.
He was very weird.
The rich one with the parents that won the lottery, yeah. Nouveau riche. Matt Tierney. Oops.
Isn't that TF?
Oh. No, that's Pear Fatty.
Oh, okay. What?
It's not the same person.
Okay, right. Man, are you getting loopy?
Oh, no. You're not either.
Now, what happened with the cable modem?
Yeah, there was something about... I remember he was complaining.
His access to prom.
I remember he was always complaining about his roommate, and it was like... I just had this image of this totally repressive person. Like, he was this perfect little roommate, and you were abusing him.
No.
Yes.
He was jealous that Baby Jane is attractive.
Yes.
He was awful. He
ate you and then shit you out. I heard.
Yes. And then he couldn't afford groceries anymore. And he expected us, because we were going to the grocery store, and he wanted to come along, but at the same time, he was kind of
fat,
implying that we should pay for his groceries then.
And a fatty is a lot of groceries.
Did you have to lock the fridge with a padlock?
No, no.
How did you keep him from eating all your food?
He was polite enough not to eat it. I guess maybe he was dumpster diving or, I don't know, doing the Sheridan Road walk.
No, he probably just, you know, took a little bit of this, a little bit of that, so you wouldn't notice.
Probably.
I know from fatties. I know.
Fatties are out of control, and they will eat you out of house, home, and life.
Mm-hmm. And he would order from Peapod.
Poor people like to do that, man.
Yeah. And then he ordered 8 bags of oranges when he thought he had ordered 8 oranges.
I seem to remember a haiku about that.
Yeah. Yeah. That is very special.
How did that even happen?
Did he eat them all?
Well, he got through a lot of them, but no, I mean, they ended up going bad. And then you throw them out.
After they got moldy.
Right. All moldy, like his clothes, and he left his window open and it iced over, and then...
I believe there was a haiku or a limerick about that.
No, there was a long form poem.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. Epic. It was a long process of his room becoming so moldy that he ended up getting sick from the mold spores and sleeping on the couch for a week until he had no more clothes and then had to clean his laundry.
Wait, where's my It Happens? Hold on. Hold on. Damn it, I can't find it. Oh, we'll have to use... No, that's not it. Hold on. I'm sorry to have such bad timing, but, you know, that's how it is. Sometimes... Hold on, I'm almost ready.
It happened.
And I said, that's perfectly normal. 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 If they were side by side,
it's all yours.
What?
It's all yours.
So, it's true you can't leave a pear fatty alone in your house, though, because once we had him over and my partner had made some cupcakes, red velvet cupcakes.
Oh, yummy.
Oh, no.
And
gave me cancer.
Love the red velvies.
Gave me cancer.
And we had run out of some alcohol, so then we went to go get some and left him alone in the apartment. And when we got back, he had eaten all of the red velvet cupcakes.
How many were there?
Why, did you leave them on the floor?
There were like 6.
Did you leave them on the floor?
No, they were in the kitchen on a plate in the... like in the refrigerator.
Oh, 6 isn't bad.
How did
man.
He get in there? I thought maybe you left him on the counter and he jumped up.
No, he went like digging for them.
He was foraging.
Yes. Yogi Bear.
I still feel sorry for him.
Yeah.
Because he really wants to be the fatty, you know, that goes on Saturday Night Live and then dies after his first movie, you know?
He wants to be Chris Farley.
Or any of those fatties that die. I think that's...
Or Keenan.
Who's Keenan? Oh, that black fatty?
Yeah.
BF?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he's not black.
No.
He can do blackface. He'll put it in his next play. Mm-hmm. He's a good actor.
He tried to get... That's when we went separate ways. Was his play, and he tried to get us to go. He hadn't talked to us for a long time before then, but then all of a sudden he was like, oh, come to my play, because I need people to come.
Did it cost money?
Because I'm fat.
Yeah.
He didn't even comp you?
No, he wouldn't.
Fuck that.
And I was like, no, never mind, that's okay. And then he's like, you're an awful friend all these 7 years anyway.
That's exactly how he talks, too, with that weird, squeaky, annoying, naggy voice. The weird thing about Pear Fatty, I find, is that, like, whenever I talk to him, which was rare, thankfully, but he, like, tries to pull me into his weird guilt world. Like, somehow I owe him something, and I'm just like, who are you? You're just this person I'm running into, and all of a sudden I'm supposed to feel bad for calling you Pear Fatty? I don't get it.
You got to him, man.
whatever he's.
He would play that while he was running.
Look at this.
You calling him Peter Fatty over and over.
I had started that book club that he had invited you to and you never came.
Well, yeah, because I don't read.
That's okay. But neither did half the people there anyway.
They were there to see the flesh of Peter Fatty.
What's that?
That's a DVD that I'm giving away for $50. Nobody will buy it.
Is that anime?
No, I made this DVD for the Doom.
Domingo.
Santo Domingo 3, Dominican Dick Destruction.
Ooh, you should have a Haiti one.
Oh, we're working on it, girl. Anderson Cooper's putting that one together for us.
The proceeds going to go to Haiti, but they're really going to Dorm Dan.
Oh, yeah,
you can be like,
Haiti, yeah.
There's an earthquake. There's a rumble down under.
Well, Dominican is on the same island, so hopefully we'll get us a little bit of fool out.
Man.
Blood Penis 3.
You mean refugees that are going to work at the door?
Oh, God.
Like, that would be different. Stop it.
You'll have a Haitian doing.
I finished. Here. I don't know if Baby Jane Edward got to see this. You see this one? Rod Dickinette 3.
Oh?
Look at that one. That's Spidey. That's Spider-Man with a Y. Okay.
Okay.
Look at all the cock. You know you want. I
like the butts better.
Yeah.
With the stretch marks and the black spots.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Really?
BJN, Baby Jane Edward. His name is, yeah, whatever.
Baby Jane, have you had a black cock in you?
The problem.
No.
The problem with the black cocks. I mean the black bodies. The bodies. Are the problem is butt back. Do you know what I mean?
Butt back?
When the butt is so high, it's like Michelle Obama, it's part of the back. You know what I mean? Butt back.
Yeah.
Like white fatties like me, we have butt humps, which are like love handles. But with the blacks, the whole butt goes up. It's like, what do you call that, Gerald? You know what I mean?
Like a cankle?
No, well, sort of, but you wouldn't call it a cankle because it's a back and a butt. Yeah, but it has another word.
Blackhole.
What is it, Cheryl? Ask one turd.
What about when the butt crack goes all the way up to your neck?
Can't remember what the word is, Gerald. What is it? You know what, Gerald?
The butt?
No, with a butt back. What is the word for it? You know what it is.
Back butt.
No. Maybe one. Maybe
your butt.
One turd towards you, I think.
Ghetto booty.
I just said it match. N-word butt. What?
No. It's like butt and back together. What's it called?
Jigaboo.
How terrible. What? Don't say that, Cheryl. It's not nice.
Man.
Yes, that's the word. What? Why are we still on? This is torture.
I don't know. I'm exhausted.
It's been about 30 minutes.
Let me check my grinder and see if anything's going on there.
Don't you do Adam for Adam?
No, I don't do anything except for on the phone. No, I don't do anything. Yeah, that's the black one anyway. I don't do anything that's on except for the phone, seriously.
Why? What's wrong with
Adam? She needs to be able to have the exact location.
I'm really not into it. I'm really not. I don't do the websites. I just think Grindr's fun because it's on my phone and you can see how, and it's really fun because the thing I like most about it is blocking people. I love
and having sex with people that are not American.
No, I haven't done that in a long time, except for the same one. I've been pretty monogamous.
Aren't there only so many people on Grindr, though? But then as soon as you start...
No, they keep adding them. I don't know where they come from, because all these people are getting iPhones.
That's true.
And they're all stupid.
Stupid new users.
And you know what I notice is the ones that say they're jocks are always, like, not.
And what about the ones that had partners and are happily married, like, but are looking for friends?
Well, that's all of them, Faf. But, like, you know that if it says, if, like, athletic or jock is in their username, they're not. They're just, like, normal looking at best.
That's the baby Jane.
Then they're 200 pounds plus.
Right.
Baby Jane would be happily married and looking for friends.
I'm just looking for friends.
It would be Baby Jane Jock.
Or I hate the ones when they have when they have their hag in it. That is so annoying.
And they try to scratch out her face, and then
I always remove. I remove everyone with hags. I remove all. Anyone who's older than me or the same age.
Do you like them young?
Not really. I just don't like them to smell like I do.
What's the lowest age you would look at?
18.
The lowest age I would look at, or actually invite over
consider.
To
consider? 18.
Well, let's see. 32. 18.
32. No.
Well, I'm 60.
18.
Oh, shut up, Cheryl. You don't.
17 if you require. Eighth grade.
No, Baby Jane, right, sorry, I prefer people my own age, like with plus or minus 4 years.
Okay.
Generally.
Me too, 25.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like people my own age. I think otherwise it can be unbalanced.
I like the older. Yeah,
you do, yeah. I like... The problem is, when you get to be in your 60s, people are pretty damn disgusting. You got to hold your nose, and you smell like mold.
Ugh.
And house cat. It's not pretty. House cat and mold is not a good combination. Especially if your name is Parafat and you got spores up your nose.
And in your clothes.
Oh, like, here's a perfect example. Jock Lakefield. Look at this. I'm holding it up to the camera. Jock Lakefield. Really?
Where?
Why, he's got a pull-up bar. Jock Lakefield.
There's a lag.
Try hat. Lakefield. Can you see it, man?
Is he black? He looks black.
It's blue.
Black.
He looks like the guy on Heroes, the fat one.
Oh, yeah.
The one that, you know, it's like, what is that doing? I hate that. Like, it's fine for, like, guys to be disgusting on TV, but the women all have to be pretty, unless it's Meryl Streep. Okay. Hello?
And everybody who says they're a top on those things are always bottoms.
Ooh, you would know, Mary. You would know.
Oh, you mean when they say total top?
Yeah.
That means...
Are you a total top, baby Jane?
Huh?
Are you the total top, Baby Jane?
No. Is there a screen name like that? Is that taken?
Total top means fuck me hard, but don't give me AIDS.
Yeah.
I know these things. I'm a lesbian.
Cream pie.
Cream pie means cream pie. Here, look at this one.
Check it out.
Can you see how ugly he is from the thing? Or no?
I know him.
Oh, no, sorry.
I know. I'm kidding. Oops. I just thought it was small enough town.
It is. Well, some of my friends who are major whores are like, oh, I had him. Seriously. Let's see.
Gross.
Here's one that easily gets deleted right away for so many reasons. First of all, you have the suit. Second of all, you have the age. Third of all, you have the hair. Fourth, you have the face, the look. It's all bad, right? You see that?
Oh, I see. He looks like he's someone that is on Twitter.
Oh, listen to this. Listen to this. It says, just moved to Lakeview today. Woohoo. No pick equals no Chad. 18 to 35 only pulls.
Oh, right.
And it says he's 31. Right. Blah.
He's not 31. Is that Bill Pritchard?
Who's that?
The mayor of Boys Town?
Not Cigar Man.
What?
Cigar Man?
I don't know.
The one that sits at the Caribous with that goddamn cigar all day talking loud?
Hold on.
Do you know who that is? Do you go to that Caribou ever?
Not recently.
Oh.
Which means in the last 2 years.
Which means you would have seen me there, because I go there a lot.
The one on Broadway or the one on Halstead?
Broadway.
That one's too small.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to go to it, though, because it's habit. But from before.
I always see old men on there, like, looking at daddyhunt.com.
What's Daddy Hunt?
It's like Manhunt for, but for silver foxes.
Well, see, you have to understand the reason I go to that one is because there's it's the only one where I can go to where people are older than me. So that's how it goes.
But you're like, but you're not old. You're like 60. 25.
I'm 60.
No.
Cheryl, am I 60?
Right. 70.
I'm 60, you dumb cunt.
70.
I'm old.
It's your 60th birthday for the 10th time.
No, you're talking about yourself, stupid cunt.
No, I'm 24.
Oh, here, this is a good one.
I think I might have showed this one to Cheryl.
What?
You see this one? See that?
That's lagging.
What the hell is that?
It's a goddamn Statue of Lipidades.
Whoa! What the? Is that an avatar person?
But did you see the name? It just says N.
No.
These goddamn monster drinks give me the worst indigestion. I swear it's like burning a hole in my tum-tum. Fro-yo.
Why do you drink them?
Because I need energy. It's because Cheryl yells at me when I don't, and she calls me cranky if I don't drink them.
That's right. Well,
what's wrong with coffee?
Coffee doesn't work for me. All it does is make me so irritable. Coffee, like, totally works differently. Like, the problem with caffeine, it like, goes straight to me and makes me irritable. And, like, if anything goes wrong, I just freak out and throw things. It's really bad. It doesn't work. In the morning, I can have one cup of coffee, one cup, and it's fine. More than one cup, and I'm freaking out. Not like anxiety, but just like bitchy cunt, like the way your mother was when she was on her period, and she'd say, stop with the hangers, you know? Stop giving me abortions.
Oh.
Cheryl, stop practicing abortion. Don't play abortion.
Sorry.
Don't play
Cheryl,
abortion.
Cheryl, do you still have your ovaries?
Only one made.
Made.
No hysterectomy?
Oh, no. I still got my clit, and one ovary. It pumps out eggs every month.
There's nothing left of me.
Do you still have three-fourths of a lung?
Mm-hmm. They let me keep the extra eggs from the ovary they took out.
My tubes, my ovaries among my souvenirs. Appendix tied in blue. A gallstone here or two. Eat it out. I wish Pear Fatty had an iPhone. That would be fun to see.
Oh, she could not afford that.
She can't afford going to the Chipotle, the KFC, and the McDonald's for one meal, but she do that. She is. Hell, I can't afford the damn thing.
That was her life's wage.
Oh, I love this. Masculine prof. Ooh.
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 How about young dude in KC?
KFC?
Okay.
Do you have an iPhone?
No, I don't. No.
Did we just talk about that?
Yes.
Oops. You gonna go to Good Time Island? and the other thing. Oh, I shouldn't say it.
Do I?
No, I can't.
Go for it.
No, I can't because it's not nice. Because I know some people that are friends.
That's okay.
No.
Do it. Now.
So that Bill Pritchard, that mayor of Boys Town.
Who are you talking about, mayor of Boys Town?
I put his picture in the chat.
Oh, okay. Hold on. What do you mean, mayor of Boys Town? Why do you call him that?
That's what he calls himself. And he advertises himself as such.
Well, can you... I don't see it, though. Oh, the only link I see of yours is... Oh, wait. Maybe I'm behind. Oh, yeah. Rectum is still there? Oh, for fuck's cunt. Oh, Which one is him?
The old thing.
Ugh. Looks horrible. I've never seen
him. He's always at minibar, too, and he always has minibar guys around him, like these probably 20-year-olds that shouldn't be at minibar. And I think he might give them drugs or something is the deal. Because it doesn't make sense for all these hot 20-somethings to be surrounding that.
I've never been to minibar, but I do know that he looks exactly like the before and after pictures that I had to put on a website for facial filling. Seriously, he looks like a facial filling survivor.
Oh.
Hey.
I'm just saying.
Not joking.
I'm just saying.
Listen, my point is just this, man.
What the fuck is this? Nick Star Jesus, my New Balance 993s or 129. Then again, they're the same shoes Steve Jobs. What in the fuck? What are they talking about? What? I don't understand this.
Cheryl, do you take the Ambien still?
No.
See, the thing is, baby Jane N-word, is I don't run in bar circles. I run in coffee shop and boring people's circles, so I don't see people like the mayor of Boys Town.
Yeah.
Typically, people that live in bars are completely delusional until they run out of it. Until they run out.
Like the baby Jane.
I do not.
Right. You live
in. No, I know these things. I don't.
I get drunk.
What is this Ronnie Kroll and Playgirl thing? What are you sending me?
You are
that's more of this Bill Pritchard character.
Total facial filling.
Like if you scroll all the way down and stuff. Yeah.
I see it. Yeah, that's totally facial filling.
Listen, baby Jane.
Martin Edward King.
Yes.
What is this thing? Why is this guy in all the pictures? Because it's his
the
blog.
Bill Pritchard. This is his blog on ChicagoPride.com.
Uh-huh.
He's a mess.
Sure looks like somebody living the life of somebody who's 20 years younger. I have a feeling I'll run into him somewhere.
Oh, look. Oh. Congrats, Facebook.
What?
Congrats.
What?
Now that's a picture.
Which one are you looking at? The Calvin Klein undies?
Look what's behind them, a Steamworks sign.
The FOF.
Check out the time the boys interviewed me in September.
It was a light party.
Ugh. No, photocap number one with Mark and Fausto at their live taping at Steamies. I'm gonna puke.
Is that what you call it? Maybe saying Steamies?
I do not.
I made a big pile of steamies.
Oh my God, he has like a little gossip column. This is retarded. Sightings, the hip swaying Michael Costco.
Baby Jane, when was the last time you went out to the bar?
Socialite and Chicago Pride blogger Paul Blackburn.
When was the last time you went out, Baby Jane?
I went to Sidetracks for two drinks on the day after Christmas.
Horrible.
That was the last time.
Are you sure? It's like when you ask people, do you drink? Nope. When was the last time you had a drink? A long time ago. When was the last time? On Tuesday. Today is Tuesday. Well, when was the last time before that? Monday, Sunday, Saturday. How many drinks did you have? Not that many. 20. Do you do drugs? Nope. Have you ever smoked marijuana? Yes. Have you ever done heroin? Yes.
Who's this bearded thing?
Or as I said in the Craigslist ad I read the other day, DD3 HIV neg.
Oh, I just picked my nose because I forgot I was on this.
Think about that, Madge. If you're drug and disease free, do you have to say that you're a HIV nag?
What's with those people?
You shouldn't have to if you're saying
you're
that.
Gay.
Look at this thing. Ugh. Ugly what people. Thing? Hello, Dune. Gotta get my ugly stick out.
You know, those people on Adam for Adam and
oh
like...
Oh my God, this is so rude. Turn-ons, gar, pipe bears, facial hair, bellies. Those are his turn-ons to this guy I'm pasting. Turn-offs, long hair, cigarette smokers, HIV positive. You can't say that. Not when you look like this.
HIV is a turn of this.
Did you see this thing, Gerald? Ooh.
Ooh. Gar.
Dar.
What's a gar?
Gay ugly retards? I don't know. Oh, it's like a community social networking thing for ugly gay people.
It looks like Facebook. I mean, MySpace.
Oh, my God. 0595 is on there. Oh, my God.
MySpace.
Oh, my God.
Now, listen, man. It's been about 30 minutes time so far. It's 1 in the morning. Hey,
hold on.
And I need to get up.
Light one more thing.
Oh,
shut up, Rectum. You're so annoying to me. You need to give me money. More money.
Ruth. Not cute. You know her?
Yup, from a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know her.
Horrible.
She was in my book club. Ugh. Until Pear Fatty killed the book club.
Oops. I'm glad I didn't go.
Yes. Do you know her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sex.
No. God, no.
Oh, no. She knows Feast of Fools.
I know her from Live Journal from years ago.
Right. You got the AIDS from her.
Uh-oh. Is it over? I think it's over. Hold on. Oh, no. Wait. Oh, we're black. God, this has been 3,000 hours. All right. I guess that's over. God, just since the fuck up, which was 2 hours, we got one another 2 hours, I think. Yeah, it's been almost 4 hours. Well, it's been about 4 hours. Listen to this. Rectum is now giving excuses. You know when they give excuses, they're really rich. I can't cover rent this month until this check I'm waiting for comes. Well, no shit.
Is it Nick Star?
No, this is Rectum, another one. All right, Gerald, are you asleep? Gerald.
Yes.
We're going. I hate. Don't fall asleep. We're leaving. We're ending. Well, it's been a lot of fun. Not really. Twice and the end.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being baby Jen Enward and Gerald Prolip. Good night.
Bye.
Ugh. Thank God that's over. People should have left a long time ago.